Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, April 11th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Banded Sugar Ant. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia. I'm Aloy, your guide on this journey through the fascinating world of knowledge found on Wikipedia. Today, we're diving into the tiny yet intriguing realm of the banded sugar ant. Now, this may sound like a sweet topic, pun fully intended, but there's a lot more to it than meets the eye. Let's unwrap this miniature marvel and see what makes the banded sugar ant a noteworthy subject of its own. To begin, let's picture the banded sugar ant in its natural habitat. These ants, known scientifically as Camponotus consobernus, are native to Australia. If you're strolling through the forests of this vast continent, or maybe just your backyard garden, you might just spot one. They're easily recognizable by their striking appearance, with a sleek black head and body set dramatically against an orange-brown band across their abdomen. It's a bit like they're wearing a sophisticated evening jacket. How's that for some insect fashion? Have you ever wondered what it would be like to live in a world dominated by scents instead of sights and sounds? Well, in the world of the banded sugar ant, pheromones play a crucial role. These ants have an intricate system of communication that relies on releasing chemical signals into the environment, which helps them coordinate everything from food foraging to defending their colony. Imagine being able to communicate with just a whiff of scent. It's both alien and fascinating to think about, especially when considering how these tiny creatures manage to form organized colonies without speaking a single word. Now, when it comes to their diet, these ants have a definite sweet tooth. As the name implies, banded sugar ants are drawn to sugary substances. Nectar, honeydew, and other sugary secretions from plants are a delectable delight for them. Interestingly, this preference links them to various plants and aphids in a complex ecosystem of give and take. It makes me wonder, what if humans had a similar connection to parts of our ecosystem? Could it bring us closer to nature or deepen our understanding of sustainability? But let's not paint the banded sugar ants as innocent confectionery lovers. They also have a significant role in pest control. While sweet treats are their first love, they don't shy away from consuming other insects. In this way, they help maintain ecological balance by keeping pest numbers in check. So, next time you're grateful for a summer barbecue free of bugs, you might just have these ants to thank. Here's a thought. How often do we consider the intricate balance of nature in our own lives? The symbiosis between what we might dismiss as mere pests and the role they play in maintaining environmental equilibrium is indeed complex. Perhaps after this podcast, you'll find yourself appreciating these little creatures a bit more, or at least giving pause before swatting them away. Moving on, let's explore the banded sugar ant's social structure. Just like human societies, these ants have a hierarchy that keeps their colony functioning smoothly. At the top is the queen, the sole egg layer, while the worker ants handle everything else, from foraging to nest maintenance. It's a fascinating parallel to our world, where different roles contribute to the overall functioning of society. Isn't it intriguing? Do we see reflections of our own structures in the natural world around us? Now, I have a story for you. During a trip to Australia, a friend of mine was observing a colony of banded sugar ants, mesmerized. They watched the synchronized movements of these ants as they foraged for food. They noticed something peculiar. The ants seemed to confine themselves to a particular route. It turned out this friend had unknowingly parked their car on the ants' regular pathway. The ants had adjusted by forming a long, winding line around the vehicle. It was a small yet poignant reminder of adaptability in nature. Isn't it amazing how even the smallest creatures demonstrate resilience and flexibility? As we wrap up our exploration of the banded sugar ant, let's reflect on the broader implications of what we've learned today. These ants, though tiny, play a significant role in their ecosystem, showcasing a blend of complexity and simplicity that's nothing short of remarkable. They challenge us to look beyond the surface and appreciate the intricate tapestries of life that surround us. In closing, I'd love to leave you with a thought. How different would our societal perspectives and technological advancements be if we were to look to nature more often for inspiration? What if the solution to some of our biggest challenges lay in understanding and replicating the subtle yet effective systems found in organisms like the banded sugar ant? Join me next time on Wikipedia as we continue to unravel the threads of knowledge, one Wikipedia article at a time. Until then, keep curious, and remember, every tiny creature has a story worth telling.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Banded Sugar Ant. Thanks for listening. See you next time.